A King Salmon man is in police custody for a murder case that is nearly three decades old. Authorities believe they will finally close a cold case that's haunted the community. KDLG's Dave Benninger reports.
An investigative team from the Lewis County Sheriff's Office in Washington State made an arrest in King Salmon on Sunday that they believe will put a close to a murder case that's been open since 1985. Rick Reif, aged 53, was arrested and is being processed for extradition back to Washington. Lewis County Sheriff Stephen Mansfield says it's about time.
Yesterday, our investigative team, along with the Alaska State Troopers, arrested Ricky Allen Reif in King Salmon, Alaska. Once the details are finalized, he's going to be transported back to Lewis County, where he's going to be booked in my jail. It's been a long and a tedious and frustrating cold case investigation, and the evidence is spanning over 26 years.
John Reif, Rick's brother, was also to be charged, but died on the 12th of June of apparent natural causes, just a week before deputies purchased their tickets to Alaska. Rick Reif will stand alone on charges of kidnapping and the brutal killings of an elderly couple, Ed and Minnie Morin, near Chehalis, Washington. A week before Christmas in 1985, family members notified authorities that the Morins, both in their 80s, were missing. Their car was found the next day, and 4 days later on Christmas Eve, the bodies of Ed and Minnie Morin were found by a passerby in a wooded area 7 miles from town. The investigation at the time revealed that the Morins had been kidnapped from their home, taken to a bank to withdraw more than $8,000, driven out of town, and shot inside their car with a shotgun. The bodies were left in the woods and the car driven back to town. Sheriff Mansfield said the Reif brothers have been the primary suspects this entire time.
We've known for over two decades, without a doubt, law enforcement here, that Rick and John Reif murdered the Morins. And the family has been patient with us. They've been supportive and they've been understanding of the hoops and the walls that we've had to crawl over, around, and go through.
For 26 years, detectives and a private investigator stayed on the case. The sheriff's office says the Reif brothers threatened witnesses early on, and many were wary of coming forward with information. Rick and John left Washington for Alaska in 1987, just 2 years after the murders, but investigators kept piecing together the evidence, and they never took their eyes off the Reif brothers.
For years, we've known where they are, where they're moving. They've been in some different places in Alaska. We keep tabs on them through intelligence that we have, and quite frankly, Alaska State Troopers have been nothing but helpful to us. They've just been a great professional organization to work with.
Sheriff Mansfield says the Morin family and the community have been waiting more than 26 years for justice in this horrific murder case.
You know, it's haunted the family, the sheriff's office, and this community for all these years, and it's a bittersweet moment.
John Reif died on June 12th. Rick Reif, who some have said has health problems of his own, was arrested on Sunday in King Salmon and is expected to be charged in Washington with 2 counts of first-degree murder, 2 counts of kidnapping in the first degree, 2 counts of robbery in the first degree, and burglary in the first degree. For KDLG, I'm Dave Benninger.